Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi, folks. You're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Donahue. Today, we're talking all things health and fitness. I always think there are two times in particular in the year when health and fitness comes into vogue, and that would be September, start of the school year, kind of resetting for the summer, and then, of course, January. So we are very much in the middle of one of those periods at the moment. But my guest today, Natalie Lennon, who is a qualified nutrition coach and personal trainer, is really all about long-term sustainable changes. So I suppose looking at not just, you know, in September or January going on a big 10-week health kick, but making changes that will benefit your life as a whole that you can do year-round. So Natalie is an ambassador for Ireland Active and Ireland's National Fitness Day, which is taking place on the 23rd of September. So with that in mind, we discussed a little bit about, I suppose when you think about this chat that we had, it's less about the nuts and bolts of health and fitness, but more so about your mindset around it. One of the things Natalie would say is that mindset is everything when it comes to health and fitness. We spoke about having self-belief and what you want to do and following your dreams. We spoke about having a positive relationship with your body, and also about Natalie's own struggles with this. She suffered from hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is the loss of your menstrual cycle, and it's something that she's very passionate about getting the message out there about now. So that's all distilled in this conversation, and I hope you enjoy. Well, Natalie, you're an ambassador for Ireland's National Fitness Day. I suppose, tell me a small bit about it, what's happening for it and when's it on?
Yeah, so National Fitness Day is on the 23rd of September this month, and I'm so excited to be the female ambassador. It is it's an honour to do so. So on the day itself, Ireland Active are leading the whole thing, and then it's also supported by Healthy Ireland, by Sport Ireland and the European Commission. And on the day, there is going to be thousands of people across the country taking part in a whole host of different activities in leisure centres and gyms. And there's also going to be some schools and workplaces and fitness professionals hosting and taking part in events. And if you do want to see what events are on near you, if you go on to nationalfitnessday.ie, you'll see a map there with everything that is going to be taking place and all the prizes to be won as well. So it's very exciting. We are trying our best to just get everyone excited to move and know about the benefits that go along with regular physical exercise. But enjoy it, know how much fun it can be.
I suppose on regular physical exercise there, Natalie, obviously you're big into the gym, but for people, does it have to be the gym? Does it have to be a sports team? What, like, should people do an exercise they like, or what would be your kind of take on that?
You hit the nail on the head. Like, it has to be something you enjoy. So whilst I enjoy the gym, depending on your goals, you know, maybe you'll need the gym, but God, it does not have to be that. And if anything, I think the last kind of year and a half has made people realize that, and people who used to be more reliant on the gym, that the outdoors, there's so much you can do. Just going for a walk, go for a swim, go for a hike. Now there's so many different virtual classes that you can do as well. It does not have to just be the gym. And I think it's so important that people remember that. And once you start to view it that way, that exercise and fitness is this whole variety of fun movement forms, you'll be much more easily inspired and motivated to get up and get moving, because it's about doing something you enjoy at the end of the day. But I think people need to realize that you have to try something to know if you enjoy it. If you don't try it, you're never going to know. And realizing that, for example, like, let's say it is the gym, like, if you try it on your own and you don't enjoy it, well, try a class, or maybe try it with a coach, or try a different program. There's so many different ways to go about it.
And you yourself, Natalie, were you always very sporty, into exercise and fitness?
So I was always into movement, you could say. Sport is one thing that I'm not talented at.
Me too, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, but how many football, I tried and I made a holy show of myself in school. Yeah. Every single day we had PE. But no, I've always really been into movement, and I guess I never saw it as like exercise or fitness when I was younger. I'm really lucky that I grew up in the countryside. I'm on the Carlow-Wicklow border.
And where are you from, Natalie?
I'm literally 50-50, and I'll be shot if I say I'm either Carlow or Wicklow.
Okay, Carlow-Wicklow.
If you know the kind of Kilteegan, Bolton Glass area of Wicklow.
Oh yeah, lovely. Yeah.
So many hills around us, so many lovely hikes. Grew up in a stable yard that we were always kind of helping out, running around outside. You know, there was less games, consoles and everything when we were younger. And then I was in stage school, so kind of fun pop dances and pantomimes. And that was what I enjoyed. I didn't see it as exercise at the time. It was just something I enjoyed doing. So then as I got older, I suppose eventually I had to leave stage school. I was kicked out when I reached 21. And I do try to keep up dancing somewhat still, because it's probably what I enjoy the most. Although I love everything. I really just love keeping that variety. But then during my final year in college, I really turned to movement, fitness, exercise a lot more for my mental headspace, as well as my physical health and helping my concentration. So it's always been a huge part of my life, but I think why I love it so much is because it was a huge part of my life without me realizing how important exercise is for our health. It was just something that I'd done and I enjoyed. And it was never what I've said a few times, it was never I have to do it. It's like, oh, I get to do it. It's much more enjoyable.
It was kind of just an organic part of your life when you were growing up.
Organic, that's the word. 100%, yeah.
And after school, did you go straight into the kind of PT nutrition route, or?
No, I didn't. What's funny is I guess I didn't quite believe in myself that I would be able to succeed in getting, I suppose, a job or just making a living in this industry. That it was the five top courses I had in my CAO were all actually sports as well, like sports and exercise science. It was human nutrition. And then around 3 months before, I kind of let voices get to me thinking I wouldn't get a job in the industry, and I changed everything last minute to another topic I enjoyed, which was geography and the outdoors. I knew I didn't want to be stuck in an office, so I put down earth science as my number one choice in Trinity.
Very cool.
Different, yeah. I think the course has been taken off the syllabus since, because it's so hard to get work in that area too.
That was in Trinity, was it?
That was in Trinity at the time, yeah. So that was geography and geology. And I was quite young, finishing college. I didn't do TY. So once I finished, I went straight into doing a personal trainer course and said, look, let's give this a shot. If it doesn't work out, I have something to fall back on. But I really wanted it to work out, and I was really, really passionate about it. And so then I spent 3 years kind of working in a gym, eventually leaving the gym as my personal trainer. I suppose business started to build up more. My Instagram started to build more. I was able to get my message out there. And then I also went and studied health and nutritional coaching with the Irish Institute of Nutrition and Health. They're great as well. They promote a really, I suppose, healthy way of living that's just all about being passionate and enjoying food and not being too obsessive about it. So that's how it all started. I didn't go straight into it. I did want to. So I suppose if there's anything to take out of that between the lines, it's believe in yourself. If there's anyone young listening to or reading over this, believe in what your gut is telling you to do, because it's probably going to like pop its head back up later on down the line.
I think we all suffer from a small bit of kind of, you know, lack of self-belief and can I do that? Maybe I can't, you know, not shooting high enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're big, especially in your online presence, Natalie, in positivity, body positivity, positive mindset. Has that always been something that you've tried to incorporate into your coaching?
Not always. And I suppose as it's become more important to me and I've saw how much my clients were struggling with things, it's now and will always be the basis of my message and my coaching. So one thing that I live by, and I heard another great professional say it, Brian Keane, I heard him say, your mess becomes your message. So the mistakes that I've made in trying to establish a positive, healthy, fun relationship with food and fitness, I share them all. And I think as coaches and as professionals, sometimes we're afraid to say that we ever maybe done something that we realized wasn't right for us. And I'm more than happy to put all that out there so that people can learn from my mess, that it's never their own, and they get it, I suppose, right from the get-go. So at the beginning, like anyone who maybe qualifies as a personal trainer, you think your main goal is to help people lose weight or get, you know, in quotations, toned. But it's not. Yes, the physical aspect of exercise is so important, and we do need to, you know, be conscious of our weight at times. Obviously, it's something we need to keep an eye to, but it's more so about how you feel, if you're enjoying it. Are you confident because you can hike the mountain, or confident because you can fit into the dress? Like, yeah, okay, it may be both, but what's more important is that you maybe detach your worth from exactly what you look like and put your worth in what you can do and where your body can take it, and have confidence in how you treat it and not just how you look. So over the years, since I have, I suppose, gone through my own struggles with it, now bringing that message to the forefront is so important to me. Yeah. So that people realize, look, you're making this choice to exercise so that you feel good. It's feel good, look good, not the other way around, which I think people often confuse it with. As you know, well, both males and females, yeah, body image is going to be important, and we're going to have those days where we may get hung up on it naturally with the way some media is nowadays. But I think it's just really important that we come back to basics and to center and realize what's going to make us happiest at the end of the day.
But do you think fitness, even if you took maybe online, because everything I suppose is kind of centered in online or social media at the moment, there's a lot there. Oh, there's a lot of positive stuff with fitness there. Even you're looking about Brian Keane, you know what I mean? Loads of people, yourself, putting out positive messages. It's not that, maybe even we were talking about the old magazines and the old slogans would be bashing celebs for their bodies and everything like that. Do you think that we're moving away from that a small bit, and there's kind of a more positive, I suppose, mindset around fitness and your body and all the rest of it?
I definitely think so, Anne. But then there's parts of me that go, is that because that's what I'm surrounding my social media self with?
Yeah, because I moderate my social media as well.
I like to think so. And then I come across some messages on my Instagram or comments or applications to do coaching that make me think otherwise. And I think I'm still 50-50 as to whether we've completely swayed that message. But I do think we're going to get there as long as we all continue to try and change it to be that little bit more, I suppose, long-term focused and happiness focused and not so kind of crash dieting or short-term focused. Yeah. But again, it's all down to people curating their own social media feeds the way we both have, to make sure when they pick up their phone, put down their phone, that they're in a better mood afterwards and not a lower mood.
Is that, I suppose, obviously a central message for you as well, kind of long-term sustainable changes and not the kind of crash diet mentality? I was even just looking at your Instagram, like a sentence that always stuck me, skinny by Christmas, because that was something that would always be in my head this time of year. Right, you know, 16 weeks Christmas, blah, 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 whereas it's just...
So the thing is, like, if we say, okay, yeah, skinny by Christmas, or this way by Christmas, or by Halloween, if we set an end date, that's exactly what it is. It's an end date. What happens after that? Like, we, some of us anyway, when we set a goal, yeah, I believe in goal setting 110%. But you have to ask yourself, is it healthy the way you're going to approach this goal, A? And B, nearly more important, what's my life going to look like after this goal? I think people set goals without thinking of what will happen after. So I'm all on for goal setting because it's nice to have something as a marker to work towards. But what are you going to do after? And is your approach to this goal going to be one that serves you long term as well? You know, if you're thinking of running a marathon, brilliant, go for it, fair play. You're going to become a stronger person after the journey to get there. But just afterwards, how are you going to approach your training? Are you going to keep running? Will you be over-reliant on a long distance running? How is your nutrition going to be? Will you be okay with those changes? You have to think long-term. Goals are fine. I'm not going to say skinny by Christmas should be anyone's goal though. But the thing is, we are kind of wired to maybe think that way. But once you understand that it's the long haul relationship of food and fitness that should be your top priority, I think then we become less kind of set on short-term goals and they just become kind of little stepping stones along the way to the longer journey.
And Natalie, you really bravely spoke on your Instagram as well about the last year menstrual cycle. I'm not going to even try and pronounce the scientific name. Maybe you might pronounce it for me.
Sure. Yeah, so hypothalamic amenorrhea.
And amenorrhea. Is it something you mind talking about, Natalie?
No, I'm happy to talk about it. I'm really passionate about the topic because I suppose being an ambassador for Ireland Active, it's about women in sport, women exercising, women training. And I think we don't speak enough about the importance of women's hormones and how we can train around them, but how important they are to look after as well. Because so hypothalamic amenorrhea is the loss of a menstrual cycle, which can be purely down to psychological stress. It can be psychological stress, but often nowadays, because of, I guess, maybe some of the wrong messages that are being taken out of the media, a lot of women may be overtraining, underfueling, and thus putting their body in this heightened stage of stress. But they might not quite think it is stress because psychological stress and physiological stress, two completely different things, but our body may perceive it as the same thing. And at the end of the day, if our body is thinking, nope, this is not a safe place to have a baby right now, even though you might enjoy training a lot and your diet at the moment, we need to always be very, very aware that as women, look, we're supposed to have a higher body fat than men. You need to remember that. It's not about being a lean bean. It's about being strong and happy and healthy. And I actually put it out there on my Instagram. I put up polls asking people, did they know about it? Yes or no? It's nearly 50-50. Did you or do you struggle with it? I couldn't believe the amount of women that said yes. And this was only in the last week I put that up there and I put that out there. Because yeah. I'm finally back at a place where everything is regular and normal, and I'm so happy to have it.
Congratulations.
But I think there needs to be more support and information out there in Ireland about women in training around your menstrual cycle, understanding your hormones, the importance of a menstrual cycle. And it's something that I hope to do a lot more over the next few months, because there's no one in Ireland really speaking about it at the moment. There is in the UK and Australia, but not here, just maybe because it's a bit taboo, but it shouldn't be, because it's a really important aspect of our health and movement as well.
Yeah, no, I never would have heard about it if it wasn't for it. That's the really good side of social media. You see people putting it up and things like that, which is brilliant. You know, that is the positive side, that you can get great messages out there. But I'd never have linked it towards, you know, losing your period is a sign that your body is under pressure or under stress. I thought it was, you know, something normal that happens to people.
Yeah.
It's completely not.
It's not just, you've lost it. It's, well, you've lost libido. You're possibly losing bone density. Your hair is going to be weak. Your nails are weak. You're going to be tired, fatigued, cold the whole time. It's not just that. It's like when that happens, this is just a cascade of things that will happen for years. And if your bone density falls, that's obviously really dangerous. And that's actually what happened to me as well. I have luckily built it back up again, because as women, we can build bone back up until around the age of 30. So it's a really important time between the ages of like 15 and 30 to get your relationship with exercise and food off to a good one and keep it there.
And is there anything particular you did, I suppose, to get back from there to where you are now, Natalie?
Yeah, I suppose I spoke about it more. I went to see the right professionals. You know, I went to a physio, I went to a dietitian. Knowing myself what I needed to do, I always knew. Yeah. Like, it, you know, I am. But it's okay for professionals to also say, well, sometimes I need a professional. I'm a coach and sometimes I want a coach, because it's variety, it's support. Whatever we're going through, whether that's wanting to start exercising or something like what I went through, support is the number one tool here, and that's family, that's friends, and that's professionals. There's a whole network out there waiting to help you with whatever it is you want help with, and we shouldn't be so afraid to like ask for that and put it out there. So that's what I've done.
And I suppose just touching on coaching there, as you said, a lot of us know what we need to do, you know, in terms of the basics of move more, you know, if fat loss is the goal, eat less. But do you think it's nice to have the support of a coach there?
Absolutely. It's the accountability that will help you get to that, I'm not going to say end goal, but that stepping stone. It's the accountability, because I had tried to do everything on my own, but you just need someone there to go, you're doing great. That's all you need. Someone to say, you're doing great, or someone say, come on, do this with me. We're going to have a great time. It makes it so much easier to travel, like the journey of life, a happier and healthier person, just with someone there. So I definitely think having a coach is something for people to think about. And even if it's not a one-to-one coach, because look, you're talking finances then as well. There's so many different classes you can go to. And you nearly treat the instructor as your own coach, even though there could be 20 other people there. Or like on National Fitness Day, there's so many different events taking place. There's going to be thousands of people joining in. That in itself is your support network and your kind of coaching network. There's so many free events that are always there, I'm sure, if you just put your research into place and you're looking for them. But do make sure that people have a look at nationalfitnessday.ie to see all the free events that will be taking place that day. And that's nearly going to be like a coaching day in itself for everyone.
And do you know what you're going to be on National Fitness Day, Natalie?
I'll definitely be active for one thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try, I think, and set up a class locally, maybe in Carlo. It's only today I've really been thinking about it, but we haven't put anything in stone yet.
Okay.
So hopefully I can get something like that going. If we can't turn around in time, if the weather's good, I'll definitely be outdoors hiking. But I'd love to get involved with other people and get them moving and having fun and being that kind of coaching figure for as many people as I can be, hopefully now in real life and not just virtually, because obviously a lot of that is always virtual for me. And trying to be that person.
You're an online coach now.
At the moment, I am. Like events, if I can get to them, if I can interact with real people more, 100%. But I don't do one-to-one in person that much at the moment.
Well, Natalie, thank you very, very much for speaking to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.